Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into a seriously useful advanced DNB workflow in Ableton Live 12, the break roll glue method, or breakbeat surgery with intent. And the whole idea here is simple, but powerful. We are not just chopping a break into a bunch of random slices. We're turning it into one convincing drum performance. Fast, tense, alive, and glued together so it feels like a real phrase, not a pile of edits. This is the kind of technique that matters a lot in drum and bass, because rolls live in that sweet spot between human swing and machine precision. Too much editing, and the break loses its bounce. Too little control, and the fill gets messy and loses impact. The glue method sits right in the middle. It keeps the personality of the break, but gives you the speed, density, and pressure you need for darker rollers, jungle switch-ups, Euro-style drum movement, and big pre-drop tension. So the goal today is to build a 4-bar break roll phrase from a chopped breakbeat, then add a glue layer, shape the transients, process the drum bus, and resample the result, so it hits as one solid performance. First, choose your source break carefully. Don't just grab any break because it's famous. Pick one with character. You want solid snare body, crisp hats, usable ghost notes, and enough space between hits to carve out a roll. Amen style breaks are classic, of course, but funk breaks and raw drum recordings with a bit of room tone can be even better for this kind of surgery. If you're doing darker DNB, a slightly rough, less polished break often works better than something overly clean. Now place that break on an audio track and decide what role the roll is playing in the arrangement. Is it building tension before a drop? Is it answering the bass line? Is it a switch up between phrases? That decision matters, because the roll should support the track, not just show off how many edits you can make. In DNB, drums are often driving the arrangement just as much as the bass. Next, warp and clean the break, but don't sterilize it. Open the clip and switch warp on if you need it. For punchy break material, beat mode is usually the best starting point. If the break is unusually smeared, you might use Complex Pro, but only if you really need time correction. The point here is to keep the original groove intact while making the timing workable. A good move is to anchor the first strong snare or kick transient, and if the break is peaking too hard, trim a little clip gain before you start slicing. Keep the ghost notes as natural as possible. Those little inconsistencies are often what make the break feel alive. Now comes the core move. Slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this method, transient slicing is usually the way to go, because it preserves the musical feel of the break and gives you natural articulation on ghost notes. Once it's sliced, inspect the drum rack and identify your key pieces. Find the kick slices, the snare slices, the hats, and the ghosts. Rename the important pads if that helps your workflow. If several slices are basically the same, consolidate them. And if you want to get more advanced, set up a second chain for ambient glue slices, like room tone, hat bleed, or snare tail texture. That ambient layer can be a secret weapon. It gives you a little shared space underneath the edits, which helps the whole roll feel more connected. Now start programming the roll, but think like a drummer, not just a sequencer. Don't fill every 1/16 just because you can. The best roll phrases have shape. They breathe, then tighten, then release. A really strong 4-bar idea might be this. Bar 1 is the bass groove, bar 2 increases hat activity and adds a snare pickup, bar 3 ramps up with shorter gaps and more ghost note chatter, and bar 4 pushes hard into the drop or bass response. Velocity is a huge part of this. Main snare hit should stay strong, somewhere in the higher range. Ghost snares and rims should be much quieter. Hats should sit lower still. If every note is the same velocity, the roll will sound flat and mechanical. The illusion of a real drummer depends on contrast. And here's a really important teacher note. Use contrast to sell speed. A roll feels faster when the first part is a little more open, and the last part is tighter and denser. Density alone is not enough. Motion matters. Now let's build the glue layer, because this is the heart of the method. The glue layer is a subtle texture that makes the chopped break feel like one continuous performance. It should not be obvious as a separate effect. If you can clearly hear the glue as the reverb track or the noise layer, it's probably too loud, too wide, or too bright. There are a few good glue options in Ableton Live. You can use a low-level room tail from the original break or a small ambience slice. You can use a filtered noise bed from Operator or Waveedable. Or you can send selected slices into a very short reverb return. A practical setup is to create a parallel track or return, send the relevant slices to it, and use hybrid reverb or regular reverb, with a short decay, maybe around a quarter of a second to half a second. Keep pre-delay very short or close to zero, then roll off the lows with EQ8, because you do not want the glue competing with the sub. High pass that layer somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz depending on the source. If it needs a little more density, add a touch of saturator. Again, the goal is not to hear a wash. The goal is to hear the slices become physically connected. After that, go back and inspect the gaps between the slices. This is where a lot of break edits fall apart. Tiny dead zones can make a roll feel chopped instead of glued. In Ableton Live 12, you can adjust sample start points in Simpler or the clip, use fade handles, or slightly overlap slices where the groove allows it. If a ghost note disappears, don't just crank the volume. Often it's better to shorten the note before it, or shift the timing slightly, so the ghost has room to speak. For the slice lengths, keep snares a bit longer than hats, and keep ghost notes short but not dead. If you make them zero length, they lose character. Let a tiny tail remain. Now group the break elements and process them as one drum bus. This is where the whole thing starts to feel like a single instrument. A good stock chain might begin with drum bus. Add a little drive, maybe some crunch if the pattern needs more attitude, but be careful with boom if the sub already owns the low end. After that, use glue compressor. Keep the attack fairly open so the transients survive. Use moderate release, and only aim for a few dB of gain reduction. We want cohesion, not punishment. Then use a EQ8 for cleanup, maybe a gentle high pass only if necessary, and a small cut in muddy low mids if the break is fighting the bass line. If you want more edge, add a touch of saturator. The reason this works so well in DNB is that the break needs to survive against a big sub and often a wide, aggressive bass layer. Bus processing makes the drum edits read as one coherent performance instead of a collection of slices. Now make the roll interact with the bass line and the arrangement. This part is huge. The roll should not exist alone in a vacuum. It should create call and response with the bass. In a roller, the roll might take over the last half of a 16-bar phrase, while the bass line simplifies. In a darker neuro-influence drop, it can answer a bass stab or fill the space between growls. In a jungle-style arrangement, it can lead into the drop and let the bass come back hard on the one. A really effective arrangement move is to give the roll a clear job. Use it as a transition device. Put it before a drop, after a drop, or at the end of an 8-bar block. And if you really want impact, even a tiny bass silence of a 1/8 or 1/4 can make the drums feel massive. You can also automate the glue layer to open up slightly toward the drop. That gives a sense of air and motion without cluttering the groove. A small increase in saturation or brightness on the drum bus right before impact can make the whole roll feel like it tightens its grip. Now we commit. Resample the finished roll to a new audio track. This is one of the smartest moves in advanced DNB, because audio is easier to control in a dense arrangement than a pile of MIDI slices. Trim the front and tail, check the waveform, and consolidate the clip if you want to drag it around the arrangement later. You can even do a second version, one that's drier and more surgical and one that's more processed and glued. Blending those two can be a really strong finishing move. The dry one gives articulation. The processed one gives weight and attitude. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make every slice equally loud. That kills the human feel. Don't warp the break so hard that it sounds pasted on. Don't let the glue layer eat the transient attack. Don't leave too much low end in the break bus, because the bass line needs that space. And don't just add more density when the pattern feels weak. Often the fix is better phrasing, not more notes. A couple of pro tips before we wrap. Try using a filtered noise tail under the ghost notes for a darker, more synthetic feel. Keep it narrow or mono so it doesn't smear the stereo image. Try parallel crunch only on the midrange if you want more bite without muddying the low end. And if you want the roll to feel more human and dangerous, nudge a few ghost notes a few milliseconds ahead of or behind the grid. Tiny timing offsets can completely change the energy. Another nice move is to let one slice ring slightly longer before the drop. That tiny bit of asymmetry can make the whole roll feel alive. So here's the big takeaway. The break roll glue method is about binding chopped breakbeats into one controlled, musical DNB phrase. Slice carefully. Shape the velocity. Add a subtle glue layer. Process the bus lightly. Make sure the roll serves the bass line and the arrangement. Then resample when it feels right. If the edit sounds fast but disconnected, you need more glue. If it sounds glued but lifeless, you need better transient contrast. That balance is the whole game. For practice, build three versions of the same 2-bar roll. Make one dry and surgical. Make one room bound with a subtle ambience layer. Make one aggressive with stronger saturation and bass shaping. Then compare them in context with the bass line and ask yourself which one feels fastest, which one feels most human, and which one would survive best in a full DNB drop. And finally, listen to the resampled audio, not just the MIDI. In advanced breakbeat surgery, the committed audio version often reveals the groove in a way the piano roll never can. That's the method. Now go cut, glue, and let that break speak like one beast.